the higher self, if it's very up and that, and something else will rule. And that's some of the things that Tom was talking about. So if something like success or power, or maybe your family, who might be a dysfunctional family, might be the one that would emerge, and that would be the voice you would hear. Okay, it's our contention that the higher self begins at a very early age, and in fact that you may be born with sort of, you know, kind of born with that, but it develops as you go. It stays weak and non-dominant if it's not reinforced. If the other powers are heard more, again, let's look at, say, a dysfunctional alcoholic family. You know, if the roles of the family, the rules of the family are what are up there and are what are most important, then those are the rules you're going to hear. And you're going to hear maybe this weak little voice that's struggling to get out, but it hasn't really developed itself yet and become stronger. The higher self is based on empathy, and it loves ourselves, it learns to love ourselves unconditionally.